on executive session at 6:56. Okay, first item we want to discuss. Judy, do you want to make a motion?
We're looking at the ratification of the agreement. Sorry, thank you. And yes, you're short as I am, I would make sure you're there. We're looking at ratification of the agreement with the union and the pursuant to and in compliance with Article 21, I believe it is, Section 2, identified as agreement complete the duration. The agreement will expire 12/31/2024.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Dodd seconds. And we need a roll call vote.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Pasika?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We have a contract. Okay. Need a motion for a resolution 2022-37, acceptance of gifts to the library. Have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, Ms. Wade makes the motion. Ms. Dodd seconds. All in favor,
no, Judy made the motion. Jen seconded.
You're quick. Sounded like you. Okay.
So I made the motion. I'm sorry. Who made it?
I seconded.
Jen. You did, Jen?
Yes.
We're moving right along, Captain
Cardinal. Okay. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, resolution 2022-38, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
That was Mary Jo this time.
Mary Jo made the motion, and Mr. Humphrey made the second. Is that correct?
That was loud.
That's correct.
Okay, we need a roll call vote.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Pasika?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Lyon?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2022-39, transfer of cash to the general fund, cash general fund to the capital fund. We need buzzers in here to make the motion.
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion.
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. And we need a roll call.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Lyon?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, resolution 2022-40, the permanent appropriation for 2023. Maura, you want to talk about that?
Do we want to have a motion and a second first so that we can discuss it?
Okay.
And I'll move it.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion.
I'll second.
Ms. Dodd seconds. Maura, discussion?
The general fund is proposed at $9,966,850. Capital per year, I'm sorry. The grants fund is $10,000. The 27th pay and accrued leave fund is $85,000. The debt service fund is $506,000. And the capital projects fund appropriation is $500,000. I do want to make note of the fact that in preparing the budget that Chris and I worked on, we have included in the health insurance line item an increase in the HSA amount that the library will match from 1,000, which is where it is today, to 1925. So the library will match up to 1925 for anyone who carries our insurance.
That's effective with the IRS? That's
yes.
With.
Yes, that will start pay period one, which actually starts today. there's a great benefit. Glad we're able to do that.
How many participate in that, would you say, would you know?
77.
77 make contributions?
Oh, 77 have our insurance. Not everyone, has chosen to participate in the HSA. Not everyone actually has the HSA. There are a few people that have the PPO. But not everyone contributes to their HSA, and I think this would be, is a really good motivator.
Yeah.
You can throw in money on the table.
Yeah, no, it's free money.
Thanks to our staff. Thanks, Matt.
And that concept, Laura, is that if you were going to go to the 1925 from the 1,000, that the employee puts in 1,000 or 1925 and we match it?
That's correct.
Okay, and there is no expiration date from that, for utilization of that?
No, it's an HSA, not an HRA.
Right.
Because it does not expire. And the way we came up with the 1925 is the two amounts together, the employee and the employer match, is the single maximum for the IRS for 2023.
And that's for individual?
That's for an individual, yes. And people will get a sheet from my office that gives them different options. They can pick any number they want, but I show what our deductible is and how to divide that by the number of pay periods with the maximum library match, what the IRS maximum is for a single and for a family, how to divide that out. And all they have to do is plug their number in, and the spreadsheet actually does all the calculations for everybody. And anybody can pick a number from 1 to 1925 that they want. It doesn't have to be any one of those suggested.
So we will match up to 1925,
yes.
Whatever they do.
We a very large portion of our HSA participants do
the match,
the entire match for 1,000. Actually, most do. There's a few that don't, but most do.
And when does that have to be accomplished?
Actually, they have until Friday to get me that form.
I knew that it was tight. Okay.
This is actually, when we're finished here, I'm going back to my office and I will send the email out tonight and then touch base with managers tomorrow in case somebody needs some help walking through the form.
So would you put that on your list of things to tell us of how many people involved that have it?
Yes.
At the January meeting that have are going to participate in it in some form or fashion?
Okay. In addition to that, I wanted to mention that the increase from our 2022 budget to our 2023 budget, the appropriation, is 7.49%, 7.47%.
That's right.
I lost that paper. So we're kind of following pretty much what the cost of living is. Some expenses are higher. Gas, heating these buildings is expensive. But some of the other costs have come down. So.
Very good.
And what's the expected PLF?
7.1 million. That's the number that the state has released. They always throw out the caveat, this is not guaranteed.
Right.
They will adjust in December, usually around the 20th, so there will probably be an adjustment this week. And then there will be another adjustment in July.
Right.
So.
And of that amount of money in our budget, what do we budget out of that estimated 7.1?
Our certificate of estimated resources will be at 6 million.
6 million?
Yes. Okay.
And as we discussed, we do not spend anything in and above what it is that we estimate until we actually receive the dollars, right?
That's correct.
Money in hand.
Yes, always.
Yes.
And our appropriation keeps us in line, which is why if there is an increase that we need, I will come to you and ask you for an increase in the appropriation. If there's not fluff here that can absorb, you will see an appropriation change from me if I need it. And I think this year we had 4.
Yes.
So it happens. We need them.
Okay, good work. Any other comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Resolution 2022-41, advanced taxes. Want to speak to that?
Sure.
Well, we need a motion first.
So moved.
Good.
Second.
Okay, go ahead, Mara.
This resolution is so that when the county collects our taxes, they have to turn them over to us. That way they're not sitting on them getting the interest on them. We are. So it's just so that when taxes are paid to the county, they advance those taxes to us without waiting for a settlement date. We have settlement dates in March and in August, but we usually get two or three advances as the year goes, like before the March and before the August. There are several advances up until that settlement date, and there's really no reason for them to hold our money.
Right.
We would rather hold it ourselves.
And invest it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And do I have a motion for adjournment? Oh, go ahead, Ernie.
Sorry. In theory, or in reality, this is my last meeting because I haven't heard anything from the judges about reappointment. So I appreciate working with you all. I'll come back to you next month. But I'm not sure I can be on the nominating board because as of the 31st, I'm not on the board. So I appreciate the confidence, okay? But I would suggest that maybe somebody else should be appointed in the event I'm not here next meeting.
Are you appointed until your successor is appointed?
The term ends the 31st.
So who is substituting for that?
I haven't. I reached out to the court administrator, but I haven't heard back. So I go back quickly, but they're not back. They have an out of office message. They're not back until Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, if you're not appointed. Mary Jo?
Sure. Will do.
Okay, but if you are appointed?
I'll step down.
You're back in the bench. Okay. Okay. Well, they should appoint you. Drop a line or something, say, hey, come on.
It just depends.
This is a commissioner's appointment, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's a court
judge.
We don't. He succeeded. Joe Brown.
Okay.
And we don't employ
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. It's good. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Rios makes the motion.
Second.
Just line a second. Do we have a discussion here before we do that?
Everybody have a good Christmas.
The next meeting, you might announce the next meeting since it's not the third Monday, okay?
The next meeting is what day?
Yes, January 24th.
January 24th?
23rd.
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 Okay. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.